May your seeking after God be persistent, that your faith may be strong in all circumstances. We have an affirmation of our faith each time we gather at Daleville Christian Church from God's Word, the letter to the Christians and the churches in the community of Ephesus in the second chapter. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. The reading of God's Word for today is from Matthew's Gospel in the 9th chapter and just 2 verses, the first 2. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. We are talking about forgiveness again today. We're talking about forgiveness in a pandemic. Why? Because a pandemic presents the followers of Jesus with a whole different set of situations in need of forgiveness. So last time we covered some basics on forgiveness. Forgiveness is important. Forgiveness is essential to the good news of Jesus because it is by God's grace that we are saved. By God's grace we are forgiven through Jesus. Just heard in the affirmation of our faith, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. We have another affirmation of our faith from 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. We are forgiven our sins through Jesus, the Messiah. When Jesus was born, see Matthew chapter 1 and 2, Joseph, stepdad, was told in a dream, Mary will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And the same Jesus who saves us from our sins, providing forgiveness for our sins, this same Jesus calls us to forgive one another. And Jesus calls us to forgive one another more than once. Jesus calls us to forgive one another. So, why would Jesus have to mention that we might need to forgive others more than once, and even more than seven times? Should I let you think about that for a moment? Forgive one another more than once. So since there is often a lot of confusion on the topic of forgiveness, and there is confusion even among the faithful, let's quickly review. Let's review what forgiveness is not. Sometimes we get it right by learning what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not reconciliation. You can forgive and not reconcile. They are two different things. And forgiveness is not forgetting. The phrase forgive and forget, not in the Bible. Forgiving is also not excusing, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Forgiveness is mentioned in the New Testament over 60 times. Believers know to do it, but often don't want to. And Jesus knows that. It's hard sometimes to forgive. Here is what forgiveness is. Forgiveness means releasing the offender from any obligation. Forgiveness is saying there will be no penalty for your wrongdoing. There will be no payback for your wrongdoing. So what is forgiveness? No penalty demanded. Jesus even added, pray for those who despitefully use you. Jesus, you mean that not only do I need to forgive those no accounts, that I'm to pray for them also? Jesus says, that's it. Right on the nose, for the win. Wow, sounds tough, and we're just getting the sermon underway. Lord, help us. The Lord will help us. So now we are all in a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic. So this story came out while I was preparing this sermon series. Maybe you saw this. July 27th, 2020, Dallas, Texas. 14 members of the same family tested positive for the coronavirus following a small gathering in June. And then things got worse. Tony Green said that after months of social distancing, he and his partner hosted a party for their parents on June 13th. He and his partner did not wear masks at the gathering, nor did their parents. He said, we just felt the worst was behind the country because everything was easy, things were reopening, none of us were experiencing any symptoms. The next day, after the party, Green said he woke up feeling sick. By June 15th, his partner and parents were all sick. The whole story came out because Mr. Green created a GoFundMe page for his partner's father for his medical expenses since he was in the hospital on life support, having tested positive for COVID-19. Between June 17th and the 23rd, another person at the party became seriously ill with COVID-19. Mr. Green wrote publicly, "The pain and trauma that was yet to come is more than anybody could have prepared for." One of the parents present at the party died at the hospital from COVID-19 while her son was in the hospital room next to her with the same COVID-19. She never knew her son was next door to her in the hospital. Her son also will not be able to attend his mother's funeral. Since her death, her son has had to be put on life support. Green himself had to be hospitalized. Green had said the pain and trauma that was to come is more than anybody could have prepared for. Now, even if these people were not Christians, and I'm not judging here, there's plenty of room in this tragedy for forgiveness. And what if this happened to you or another family member of yours who is shared with another family? We've already heard of first-person accounts right here at Daleville Christian Church from people we know outside the church. Plenty of prayer is needed, and I will say that forgiveness is necessary. Forgiveness is necessary for your healing. This is under the category of forgiving people who didn't know they did wrong. Because they didn't know they were sick. They didn't know they were contagious. This is one of the most difficult categories of forgiveness. To forgive those who did not know they were doing wrong. In some cases, in this pandemic, forgiveness will not be difficult. If the infected person had no signs or symptoms that they were infected, and the people who get infected by them have very mild cases, forgiveness will be as easy as when someone gives you a cold. If you get the flu at work and are out for 2 weeks, or go to work with the flu and you know who at work gave it to you, forgiveness usually is harder and takes longer. After that, the forgiveness gets really tough. What if the infected person had no signs of illness and you wind up going to the hospital? Or your loved one goes to the hospital, or a friend winds up in the ICU? Forgiveness could get really hard to do. And yet forgiveness will be a part of their healing, and forgiveness will be a part of our healing. Here's another example from a church. July 27th, 2020. In the little town of Strawberry, Alabama. Ever hear of it? Strawberry, Alabama? Me neither. The Warrior Creek Missionary Baptist Church near Strawberry, Alabama held a week-long revival a couple of weeks ago. The pastor ended the services after the first week because more than 40 people were infected with the coronavirus after attending the multi-day revival event. Pastor Daryl Ross stated, "The whole church has got it, just about." The pastor says the churchgoers, including himself, tested positive after a week of services. The first church member who tested positive presented no symptoms. Over the weekend, dozens more fell ill, Pastor Ross said. "I've got church members sick everywhere." Pastor Ross went on to say, "We knew what we were getting into. We knew the possibilities." Pastor Ross said some social distancing measures were in place during the services, which were held multiple times a day, and some members skipped the events out of concern for the virus. Those that attended sat with their own families. Masks were not required. "We let everybody do what they felt like. If you were comfortable shaking hands, you shook hands. If you didn't, you didn't," the pastor said. As of this message today that I'm sharing, Pastor Ross said only two members' cases were serious, and as of the end of July, nobody had been hospitalized, though many had reported having fevers, headaches, and respiratory issues. So, anyone at Warrior Creek Missionary Baptist Church need to start forgiving someone at Warrior Creek Missionary Baptist Church? I am believing that their forgiveness muscles are going to get a real workout. And those forgiveness muscles will be getting pretty sore. But I can hope that the whole congregation has been practicing their forgiveness for years before this happened. Right now we have forgiveness situations tied to this pandemic. Let's hear about some human-caused misery and the forgiveness that followed that was painfully declared. Perhaps you already know the history of Eva Kaur, now deceased, a transplanted Hoosier, born a Romanian Jew. She had a twin sister. In 1944, her whole family were sent to the infamous Auschwitz concentration camp. Eva and her twin sister were kept alive for medical experiments on twins. They both lived to be liberated from the camp. After marriage and life in Indiana for years, Eva began to advocate, and in 1984, Eva Kaur founded Candles, Children of Auschwitz Nazi Deadly Lab Experiments Survivors, Candles. She worked for years on the problem of forgiveness. She finally was able to forgive the Nazis for what they did to her and the murders of her family. She stated many times, by doing so, she was able to free herself of being a victim. Forgiveness, she said, is an act of self-healing, self-liberation, and self-empowerment. Now, Corrie ten Boom, Christian Dutch evangelist who was placed in a concentration camp for helping Dutch Jews, came to much the same conclusion in a different way. Corrie ten Boom, none of whose family members survived the concentration camp, understood that the camp guards were also in need of healing after World War II, not just the victims of injustice and murder. She realized that the government had made the camp guards inhuman, doing inhumane things. It would take healing for them to become human again. Corrie ten Boom always lifted up the light of Christ, who could forgive the camp guards if they would come to Jesus. Again, forgiveness benefits those who receive it and those who practice it in Jesus' name. Jesus made the connection for us with regard to healing and forgiveness. This is today's Bible reading. A paralyzed man, seeing their faith, Jesus simply states, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." So the sight of a man you and I, as scientific people, would describe as physically disabled, Jesus to him spoke words of forgiveness. It should give us pause. In the face of disability, Jesus offered forgiveness. There are few other cases like this one in the Bible. But we could look at a couple of others. A woman whose sins are well known in town gets into a party where Jesus is. Jesus says to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven," and her life is changed. Her broken life is healed. Matthew chapter 8, a man with leprosy came and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The man didn't ask for healing. He asked for cleanliness, to remove the ritual barrier between him and their heavenly Father. Verse 3 of chapter 8 of Matthew, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," Jesus said, "be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. The man does not ask Jesus, "If you are able, will you cleanse?" The man makes a statement, "If you will do it, I know that you are able." The man is cleansed. He need only show himself to the priest as Jesus instructed the man to do, so that he might attend synagogue again, make offerings in the temple again, live at home again. The man was cleansed and his life healed. All the relationships broken by the man's ritual uncleanness, Jesus restored. And one can say that the Bible reports that the man's life was restored through a desire to be restored before God. And Jesus did so. Now, let me quote a professor of theology at Yale Divinity School. Yale Divinity School, where is that? A professor Wolf at Yale Divinity School stated, and wrote a book about it, if human relationships are conflicted and they leave behind them a trail of words or tears or even blood, the only way to deal with those wounds is through forgiveness. Let me read that again. Professor Wolf said, if human relationships are conflicted and they leave behind them a trail of words or tears or even blood, the only way to deal with those wounds is through forgiveness. Healing this coronavirus, healing our nation, healing our world, whether we ever get sick or not, is probably going to require forgiveness. We want to reassure ourselves as followers of Jesus, of Jesus' forgiveness of us, and we want to work on our forgiving of others. Amen.